The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Now let me see your war face. You don't scare me. Work on it.
Live your life so your values overwhelm the situation.
If you're going to draft a 19-year-old, deal with it. You deal with it.
Go the sound of a record ball, boom and pound. When I shut them down, I shut them down. Shut them down.
Shut them down. Hi, everybody. Donald Vonnegut coming at you from Denver, Colorado. Here's your host of More Sports, Jay Moore. Wow. Listen to that studio applause. I dig it. Thank you, Donald Vonnegut. Today's episode of More Sports is brought to you by our friend Christopher Spickerman. Christopher Spickerman brings you this episode of More Sports. He went to jaymoore.com and he went to Amazon through my website. Doesn't cost you anything, just a click. Hey, JJ, I finally did it. By the way, this is the longest I've gone without clearing my throat. Hey, JJ, I finally did it. Had a minute? Did you? Well, hold, first of all, you're already poetically perfect. This is like lyrics. I finally did it. I had a minute. Went to the Amazon banner at jaymoore.com. I clicked on it. I made my purchase. I had a gift card from Christmas that I hadn't used yet, but once I got on there, it was a wrap. I just got paid, so I had a few bucks to spend on dumbness. Here is what I got. A cool hat to add to my collection, and it's a pirate ship anchor hat. Multicolored. Red, white, and blue, baby. It's got an anchor on it. I like that. I like Amazon goes, condition, new. Do they sell like ball sweat hats? Anchor means you're a traveler. Producer Christopher Spickerman. He wants me to read this as Colin Quinn. An iPhone 7 case, you know, translucent. Because, you know, I actually think I want to try and create my own design to skin it with. Who am I, Bob Ross? Anyway, gang. Should I read these all as Colin? Mr. Sketch scented markers from... Mr. Sketch scented markers from back in grade school. I'm pretty sure they were toxic back then, but I wanted the smell of third grade back in my life, and I'm pretty sure sitting outside the art classroom at my local elementary school, probably not the best way to do it, so fuck yeah, fruity markers. Fuck yeah is right, buddy. Condition, new. Are these all new? This one is from my best friend of 12 years and my wife of 6. Nice, buddy. Hopefully they don't find out about each other. Anyway, gang, he wants me to do it as Rickles. You should put as whoever you want me to do it as in the beginning, I guess. All right, this one's for my best friend of 12 years and my wife of 6 years. And, you know, hopefully they don't find out about each other. Anyway, gang, her charger broke on her side of the bed, so I figured it'd be a good husband and get a new one for her. She sleeps on the couch. And of course, I couldn't go shopping without getting something NFL related. My car window decal is peeling. Hey, join the club. I have a CFL decal. I got the Alouettes in my right in my windshield so I can't see. I'm grabbing a new Eagles decal for my pickup. Attaboy. And that should get a few more days of free content for us. If you end up reading this on air, make sure everyone knows to go to simplysafe.com/dad and get the True Car app today. Thanks, JJ. Stay thirsty, my friend. Why are you so thirsty, Christopher? Oh, my gosh. At CSPlayer55 Twitter, Chris Spickerman, Instagram, Albany, New York, Morrier. Vince Wilfork retired, and it was emotional, and it should have been. And it was. Vince Wilfork was one of the best players of, you know, when he played. He was the best. I mean, he was the best. He was the defensive tackle in a 3-4 defense that just made things hard for everybody. It was not fun playing against Vince Wilfork. And my ex-wife, Nick, had the greatest line. He Wilfork anything. I dug it. Brilliant gal, I'll tell you that much right now. And I see you, Craig, Landon, all these nice... I like that you guys are using jaymoore.com to go to Amazon. Frank Messina. Vince Wilfork, by the way. I mean,
Hall of Fame? Because defensive tackle, you don't really make the numbers, the stats, to put you into the Hall of Fame. But why wouldn't Vince Wilfork be in the Hall of Fame? That guy had a catastrophic career-ending injury, and he came back. Frank Macedo wrote me, JJ, I need to thank you for the Roger Clinton episode of More Stories. I'm the youngest of three, and for a huge part of my life, I felt like I was the forgotten child. I lived with my brother's shadow, and I've sought approval from him and my parents most of my life. I'm a 43-year-old man. I feel like a little kid law sometimes. Roger's words mirrored my life, and you helping him draw his conclusions with your reading helped me. I deliver mail for a living. Do you know Steve? Do you know Sparky the Mailman? And I listen to your podcast and some other ones to help get me through my day. Needless to say, I was delivering mail while tearing up, but at peace, because I finally realized I don't need to prove myself to my family. I have a wife and two children. I once sent you a picture of me and my son reading Go Dog Go. I remember. Not sure if you remember. I do, buddy. My point is my wife and kids are my family, and my wife chose me. She loves me, even my faults. And my kids, to them, I'm a hero, and that is all that matters. Jay, you're doing the world a great service. Your interviews are amazing on More Stories, and you make your warriors better people. You've made me a better person. God bless you. Whenever your name comes up, I put my name on it. Thank you, all capitals. Fan for life, Frank Messina. Frank, I'm going to tell you something. I'm looking at your picture that's attached to like your Google profile, and you look like a big mook. You got your Rangers hat. Automatically, that's trouble, right? Sleeveless shirt, so I know you got the gun show rocking. And for you to be who you are and to be as kind as you just were, that means a lot to me, buddy. Thank you very much. I love these, man. You guys pick me up. So let's talk about the real news, and that's the Rams and the Chargers getting into a fist fight in training camp practices. A way to stink. Goodness gracious. The Rams and the Chargers were in a fist fight at this like bullshit spring, whatever it's called, summer practice. It started because a defensive back and a wide receiver got into it. And when they got into it, I mean, one guy was like, hey, you pushed off. And then the other guy just started throwing punches. This was amazing. Amazing. This was a massive brawl. This wasn't like, all right, come on, guys, knock it off. These are two dog shit teams. Well, Chargers aren't dog shit. They just had a dog shit year. I actually believe in the Chargers. The Chargers haven't played a home game in LA yet. They made themselves right at home, didn't they? Yeah, baby. That's how you make yourself at home in a new town. You just start throwing bows. Come on, everybody, just throw them bows. A joint practice, the Garrett Blunt style. You guys want to throw the ball around? Whew. What's in this, man? My heart's racing. I know I did Bill Clinton. You guys want to have a joint practice? We can smoke a wooler and go out there and just put some pads on somebody. Look, this happens all the time. It's August. It's hot. Guys get like pissed off. Dontrell Inman was pushed by Trumaine Johnson after a pass interference call. So the ref was there and he called pass interference. So it's like, oh, okay, you saw that? Good. But not to Trumaine Johnson. He was like, fuck you and your flag, man. By the way, Rams players were completely sucker punching and tackling Chargers players who were not even looking. Keenan Allen, oof, he comes swooping in and he just kicks the shit out of a Rams player who I've never heard of, Nickel Robey Coleman. Hi, I'm Nickel Robey Coleman, and I hope you buy my country western album called Nickel Robey Coleman Sings Cobalt Ricky. Oh my God, he fucked that guy up. And everybody just jumps on top. Now, you made your point already, Nickel. You got killed. Trumaine Johnson is like a punk. He's like leveling guys. The Rams and the Chargers. Hashtag fight for LA. No thanks. Can the Raiders come down and fight instead? Are we sure the Raiders got to go to Vegas? We couldn't get the Raiders here. Well, their fans are scary. Why don't you just say what you want to say? Mexican. That's why the Raiders aren't there. Because the fan bases of the Rams and the Chargers are white. Hey, I'll tell you this, Jay Moore. It's Norm MacDonald. I'll tell you, I
the Rams and Chargers, especially the Chargers, you know, they came up from up the 5 freeway there from San Diego, and they're welcome with open arms because, well, their fans are, well, they're a passionate group, but they're also, and more to the point, white. Hashtag fight for L.A. This was not a, don't fucking throw L.A. into this. You guys ain't L.A. Rams of St. Louis. Chargers of San Diego. You're not fooling anybody. The Chargers are playing at Home Depot Center where I watch fucking motocross with my son. That place holds like 8,000 people. This was great. This was so good. And what made it even better is as players are fighting, other players that were not fighting were in the back like talking shit. Like, that's right, kick his ass. It was amazing. Chargers and Rams fist fighting. I'm amazed, like the old jokes. I'm amazed a punch didn't get intercepted and taken to the house. I'm amazed a body slam wasn't called back for offsides. I'm amazed anybody landed anything. Tremaine Johnson. What are you so upset about? Your team sucks. Badly. By the way, Zach, I'm working on your premium content, more sports episode next. I'm very excited about that. He loves Hawkeye football. A lot of Hawkeye football guys coming in. And the schedule's nice for them because they have 7 true freshmen, Iowa Hawkeyes. Vince Wilfork retires. Rams and Chargers get into a fight. They should have had like a slap fight. They should have taken off white gloves and slapped each other in the face with it. That
slapped and tailed in the face with what?
Gloves. Relax. Anyway, gang, Chargers and Rams got into a fist fight. Did anybody win this fight? Are both teams 0-1 now? What's going to happen when people are actually kicking the shit out of you on an actual football field, whether it's at the Coliseum in front of 60,000 people or in front of the Home Depot Center crowd of 100? Goodness, I love this so much. Hey, Quail Hollow, I don't care. Do you guys care about golf? Because, like, if like Kelly Lowry wanted me to go out and golf with him, I'd go, okay, I'll do that. We're having a wiffle ball tournament instead. Check all of our Twitter feeds for that. Raising money for the food bank. Because that's what we do, original Hebrew, says Common. And, oh, golf. You just go to any of these websites. Like, you go to ESPN.com and the headline is Quail Hollow. Already, I hate it. Like, I hate their faces. I hate Ricky Fowler's orange shirt. I hate so much about this. Quail Hollow convergence for Spieth and McIlroy. Jordan Spieth looks to close out the career grand slam. Corey, find Livewire by Motley Crue. And I'll do golf to this. Golf is stupid. If you want to play it and have fun, sure. These guys, by the way, golfers, make no mistake about it, they're the actual greatest at what they do. It is the... To make the PGA... You have to be ungodly talented. Charlotte, North Carolina, Rory McIlroy predicted to come back. He talked with reporters after finishing tied for a fourth at the Open. Saw Jordan Spieth. This is the fucking raw article. Way to go, ESPN. Look, I think I have a great record at Quail Hollow. Yeah, I feel like I have a good chance, but I don't think there was any greater sense of urgency. My chance doesn't come until April next year, so I can play well. But if Jordan plays... Jordan, Rory, this is Matt Kuchar. How about that ace on Royal Birkdale? Are these like streets in England or are these, I don't give a shit. Well, apparently McIlroy won the, no one would guarantee McIlroy the Wanamaker Trophy this week. PGA Quail, I don't give a shit. But it always gets a big rating. I used to watch it on Saturday Night Live to fall asleep. This isn't Tiger Woods, you know, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus. I love Freddie Couples. I'll tell you that much. The Los Angeles Dodgers are red fucking hot. Red hot. Bellinger, Cody, another home run. That's 33. If you finish with 33 home runs on the season, that's... did Reggie Jackson hit 33 home runs? Probably. I'm probably sure he hit like 40 a couple times. But I just want to put it in context for you. The by the way, the Dodgers have some of the worst contracts in the history of God's green earth. Carl Crawford this year is going to make $21.8 million. So let's just call it 22. $22 million for Carl Crawford. I don't know if you realize this or not. He's not there. But you got guys like Seager, Bellinger, and Jacques Peterson. They're all making $550,000. That's the league minimum. If you put Jacques Peterson on any other team and he's like, I need a new contract, he'd be making $10, $15 million easy. Seager, too. Bellinger, of course. Reggie Jackson, home runs. Most he ever hit was 41. Then 39. Then 36. Then a couple of 32. Oh, excuse me, 47. 47, 40. So we got 33 from a rookie, Cody Bellinger. That's amazing. Reggie finished with 563 home runs. His rookie year, one homer. Next year, 29. Year three, 47. Reggie Jackson, by the way, struck out 2,597 times. 2,597 times. That's 5 years of never touching the baseball. That's a five-year run of striking out. And I asked him about it once. He goes, yeah, but not in a row. They're just not in a row. He doesn't talk like that at all. He kind of talks like this. Dodgers are so good, and they beat that jerk, that traitor, your big turncoat, Zach Greinke. Hope you enjoy your $31 million instead of your $30 that we offered you. Hope that's cool. Zach Greinke's 13-5, and he got worked by Alex Wood, who was 14-1. Alex Wood, 14-1. Yikes. Ryu, 4-6. Maeda, 10-4. Hill is 8-4. Alex Wood, 14-1. Yu Darvish, 7-9, but he's turning that around quickly. Here's my point. $31 million for Zach Greinke. If you combine the salaries of Ryu, Maeda, Hill, Alex Wood, and Darvish, $36 million. So for $31 million, you get Zach Greinke 13-5, or for hey, let's go $5 million more, and you have an entire staff without Clayton Kershaw at 43-24. I like it a lot. Hey Kershaw, take your time, and you know Tom, our thoughts and prayers go out to any pitcher in the minor leagues of the Dodger system who want to break into the bigs. The New Jersey's, not the state in the weeds, in the swamps of Jersey, uniform change for Major League Baseball players this weekend. Major League Baseball players, I don't know what brought this about, but I love it. They got to put their nicknames on the backs of their jerseys. That's pretty cool. I mean, that is really cool. The Yankees are the only team that have never worn names on their jersey. And that's about to change. You're going to see names on the back of Yankee jerseys. It's Players Weekend. I think that's what they call the Pimps Ball in Atlanta, too. August 25th, 27th, next weekend. Promotion will include new uniforms for most players, even the Yankees, with nicknames instead of their last names. And there's some bitchin' unis. By the way, I hate when they go, here's the Cavaliers' new uniform. And it's like the same uniform, but there's like an extra fucking stripe under a C. Who cares? I don't care. Do you? I don't. So here's some good nicknames. The Mariners, Corey's brother. That's Kyle Seager's nickname on the back of his on the back of his jersey. This is good stuff. Aaron Judge, the back of his... This is the best one. Aaron Judge, the back of his jersey says, all rise. This is really good, man. Of course, Syndergaard is wearing Thor. Heck, that was a Game of Thrones cameo. I fucking hate Game of Thrones. Have you ever watched it? No. Because I like vaginas. You guys are weird.
Players are also going to wear goofy socks. So everything's okay. You know, so what if an umpire got suspended for having an opinion? Everything's going to be A-okay because the players get to wear really goofy socks. I like a lot of these. You got Yo-Yo, not the rapper. That'd be cool. Kid, K-I-I-I-I-I-D, El Nino, Bucatan. That sounds like a curse word in Italian. Sounds like what an Italian guy would call his wife when she's caught cheating. Hey, what do you want me to do about Louise? She's a Bucatan. She was with El Nino and the kid. Mr. Miami, Fro, F-R-O-E, Longo, good one. Yachty, good one. Jeez. Bringer of Rain, Kutch, good one. You guys are slacking. Mookie, that's your name. Cody Love, All Rise. Who's Mr. Smile? That's who I want to know. Gary, it can't be Gary Carter anymore. So these are fun, and I'll enjoy watching the games with these goofy unis, and I think it's really cool. That's what I do. I do think that. Chargers, Rams, fist fight. That's the hashtag. Fight for LA. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you if the USC Trojans were on the field, they would have kicked the fucking shit out of the Rams and the Chargers at the same time. That's just me. That's just me, and I'm right. Oh, by the way, Brett Gardner's uniform for the Yankees on the back says Gardner. Thanks. Lou Severino from the Yankees, Sevy. You guys have the imagination of a five-year-old naming a pet. Hey, what's your 100-pound husky's name? Puppy. Mm-hmm. Who's cracking? Gary Sanchez? Let me tell you, Red Thunder.
Oh, I love Red Thunder.
Todd Father, of course. My friends, it's more sports. And I'm going to tell you this. I love getting your emails. Please continue to use the jmore.com Amazon click-through. Hey, Brad, I think you... Did you tweet Brad Hutchings your Amazon purchases? Because I can't find it then. It's a quick email. Here's a bullshit headline. Process this. The Sixers in the playoffs. No, I won't, because they suck. After a long and difficult rebuild, Sportsline projects 42 wins. Matt Moore looks at how Philly can get there. Do you guys know the starting five of the Sixers? It's not good. What, Ben Simmons has not played yet. Markel Fultz is a rookie that sprained his knee. Joel Embiid, oh yeah, love that guy for real. Dario Saric, however the fuck you say Saric, and Robert Covington. That's getting them into the playoffs? Covington? Did I miss a meeting? These are like great players. Let me look at Ben Simmons' NBA numbers here real quick. Oh, zero. Zero games played, 0 minutes, 0 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists. So yeah, they're all set. They're good to go, right? Markel Fultz, zero. Robert Covington, let's see what kind of monster numbers he's putting up. Oh, 13 points a game. They're all set. 13 and 7. They're good. Yeah, they're making the fucking playoffs. Right next to my sister's ass. Joel Embiid is actually a monster. 20 points a game, 8 rebounds. I dig him a lot. So how does this starting five get you to the playoffs? I don't know what anybody's talking about when they're talking about the Sixers being like this really good team. Robert, okay. This is your backcourt starting. Ben Simmons, zeros. Fultz, Markel Fultz, zeros. Joel Embiid, great. Robert Covington, average. And then, who's coming off the bench? Help me. Jonas Valanciunas. No, he's not. Like, who is actually coming off the bench? I don't get it. Who's coming off the bench? How is this a playoff team? I know the East sucks, but don't tell me that this is a playoff team. And if it's a playoff team, then it sucks even worse, the East, than we ever, ever, ever thought. You got the starting five I just told you. You have combined 29 points. Huh?
Hey, Jay, it's Louie.
Oh, I forgot Sarich is pretty good. What's his numbers right here? Check this out. Ready? Sarich, 12 points a game. Let me do a little tally for you. 12-8, we'll give him the 13. All right. So let's see what's happening here. And then I'll pick like a random team. Embiid was 20, I believe. Yep. And then I'll pick a random team out of the East. You think of one, and I'll guess the one you were thinking. Simmons is a 0. Fultz is a 0. What about J.J. Redick? Relax, I got him. J.J. Redick, 15 points, huh? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's your starting five. Redick, I guess, would play small forward. Simmons and Fultz, guard, point guard. 20 from Embiid, 13. So they're going to make the playoffs because they're starting five. I don't know how to break this to you. Score 38 points a game. 38 points a game from your starting five? Now, what team did you think of in the East, the random team? That's right, the Orlando Magic. Let's see what they are going to do because they're considered bad, right? I consider them shitty. Here's the depth chart for the Orlando Magic, a team that's dog shit. Aaron Gordon, we're already going way over. Terrence Ross, Payton, Fournier, do not Google what Fournier means in French. You will not like it unless you're a sick bastard. It's an infection of your penis and asshole, and it ain't good. So Aaron Gordon, we got 13. I hope they're bad. Otherwise, I'm doing something stupid right now. Bismack Biyombo is coming off the bench? Come on, man. Because of what? Because of Vujovic and his 15. I'm spotting guys half a point here. Terrence Ross, I'm going to guess 6 points from small forward. Oh, 11. Excuse me, Terrence. Great interview. Really great. I had Terrence Ross on the radio show and I interviewed him. And I think my man just came out of bed or had a Bruce Lee skull bong that he was very fond of because it didn't go swimmingly. This is my new voice like this all the time. Evan Fournier, your shooting guard. Ooh, Fournier, 17. We're already like light years ahead of the team that's supposed to make the playoffs, and that, of course, is the 76ers. 13 for Payton. So if we're going to add this up, 14. This is like, do you guys understand how absurd these articles are? Everybody's blowing the Sixers. Oh my God. Christopher Spickerman brings you this episode of More Sports. 7-7 and 14, 14 and 5, 19. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. The starting five for the Sixers, 38 points. The starting five for the Orlando Magic, 79 points. That's big. But everybody's writing articles about this big turnaround for the 76ers. Where? Why? Because they fucking Terrence Ross? What is the turnaround? They stink. They haven't played yet. How are they going to make the playoffs? At 38 points. I bet nobody's writing Orlando Magic prediction articles. Are they? Mm-mm. This is... Yeah, that's what you got. That's me talking to you. I mean, the Magic did pick up, Shelvin Mack? Jeez Louise. I'm not sure what anybody's talking about. Alfred Payton's got the coolest hair in the NBA, and the Dodgers are unstoppable, but you got to get to the playoffs, got to run it. Hey, Astros, get it together. I need you. Luno's my friend. I need him healthy and happy. I'm Jay Moore. Let's see. I'm in Denver all weekend. Come see me do stand-up comedy. This is a long one. I can go to bed. I'll see you later. I love you. Peace.
blue.